Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me okay? Hang on, let me check Discord and make sure people can hear me on Discord. If you can hear me, can you write something in Discord? And then, can you hear me? We can hear you. Okay, good. All right, I'll take that. Hello, everyone. Just a little Thursday night bath space. You know how it is. I wanted to, okay. Quickly, I want to tell you, okay, so hang on. I have like these like bath soaks that you, they're like inspired by like a Japanese onsen. And so each one is like a different flavor of onsen water. I don't know how to describe it, but so when I tweeted, last week about the green stink water, that was like a different flavor of onsen water. But today's flavor of onsen water is really blue. It kind of looks like Ramune soda, you know, the blue raspberry soda. And so it got me thinking, can you like bathe in carbonated water? Would it hurt? Like I kind of want to try it. How do I get hold of enough carbonated water to bathe in? Like sparkling water? Is that a thing? I'd like to find out if that's a thing. But anyway, I made the bath way too hot and it took me like 20 minutes to get in. I was like standing in the boiling hot water for like 10 minutes. I didn't want to sit down and burn my ass. So yeah, it smells really good. It looks very like a blue, milky, almost like if you've seen the pictures of like the hot springs in Iceland, the Blue Lagoon, it looks exactly like that. So today I'm bathing in that blue raspberry juice. But I think I have like a little last minute collab tonight. I was gonna stream today, but I was kind of tired and I didn't really feel like I could, you know, get my energy levels up in time. So, but I'm feeling a bit better now, and so I think me and some of the Mofongo fam are gonna play Lethal Company in about 2 hours time, but it's like 2 a.m. so I have to be I have to try and not scream so loud, otherwise my neighbors will kill me. And then tomorrow I'm not working because I am traveling up to my office Christmas party, so I have to pretend to be a normie this weekend, so that's why bath space tonight. And then wash my hair, pack my bags, make sure I've got laundry. I'll probably do packing and laundry tomorrow morning before I go. I can anticipate spending about an hour in the bath. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like When I'm in the bath, I like to really take my time. So, not so much in the shower. Shower is like, ugh, get it done quickly, wash my hair, get out. Takes me like, if I, like, because my hair is kind of long and thick, I have to detangle it in the shower. So it takes me about 20 to 30 minutes to shower. If I'm being extra super quick, but then I end up with messy hair, then it will take me maybe 10 minutes. But in the bath, it's like, you know, I wanna steep for an hour. I wanna make sure that rainy tea is strong. Steep myself like a tea bag. Let me check. Oh god, Blur's here. Oh shit. Blur, no, don't. Oh no. Blur, I can explain. I can explain. No. Shit. Blur probably thinks that I'm some weird pervert. The things I post on Twitter. Hi Blur, have a good evening. Don't mind me. So yeah, this weekend I have to pretend to be normie, which is kind of hard work for me, but I should be back Sunday. I actually have two streams on Sunday, so I'm gonna do that horror stream that I was gonna do today, but I moved it to Sunday. And then that's in the evening. Sunday morning will be not like morning, like midday, I think. Sunday midday, I'm gonna be playing Minecraft with Boostfer again. So if you enjoyed yesterday's Minecraft stream, I'm sure you'll enjoy Sunday's as well. He's so funny, very funny. Kind of met completely by accident, through Sense, our mutual friend. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then next week, super exciting. Monday, I have a cover song dropping, 9 p.m. GMT, usual time. That's on YouTube, of course. We'll be doing an after party for that as well. So, I'm super, super nervous, like I usually am. Whenever I drop a cover song, I'm always like crazy, crazy, crazy nervous about it. I know you guys will say nice things no matter what, but you know, we are our own worst critics. So, that's happening on Monday. And then, let me think. Let me check my calendar real quick, actually. I think I've got a couple things scheduled for next week. Calendar. Okay, yeah, so Tuesday is VR chat with Joel. So I have to make sure all my trackers are charged and things. And then I think on... we'll take a rest day on Wednesday. We'll do something Thursday and Friday, maybe. I haven't decided yet. At some point, I do want to do a Christmas karaoke, so that might end up being on the 20th, I think. I want to do a 3D Christmas karaoke, you know, scuff concert thing. I think that'll be cute. So I'll do that on the 20th, I think. And then, yeah, I'm busy pretty much every weekend in December, which is kind of a bit of a scheduling nightmare for people because of, you know, everyone's in different time zones. And really the only time that I can collaborate with people in like Asia or America is like at weekends, because I straight up just like tell people that I am free anytime on weekends, and Like, I will gladly sacrifice my sleep in order to be able to like play games with friends. So, that's a bit unfortunate this month, but things will go back to normal in January. And then come January, I have to think about my birthday in February and then my anniversary in March. Oh, also, January is tax season, so you guys will get hot tub taxes. The return of hot tub taxes will be back in January. Just a lot of things happening right now, and I'm really happy that lately it seems like I've been invited to more and more collabs, which I love. Because you know that I am collab queen. I will literally do anything with anyone. And I love it. I love it that way. Even though I feel like the collab streams don't do as well in terms of numbers, I personally really enjoy them. So that's all that matters to me. There's like a few ideas for collabs that I have, but I'm too shy to ask people. I'm too shy to ask. I've been trying to pluck up the courage to ask a couple people if they want to do something with me, but I'm just like, oh God, so nervous about it. I'm thinking like, oh, there's no point asking them because I'm so busy in December. I might as well ask them in January, but then I'm worried, January is too late. Maybe I should just ask them now and then we can, schedule something for January. And it's like, huh, I need to stop psyching myself out of it and just ask who I want to ask. Because what's the worst that they can say, right? No, I'm busy. Or they just don't reply. It's whatever. That's my pro tip for anyone who is, I should take my own advice. Anyone who is too shy to ask people for collabs, just shoot your shot. And if they say no, who cares? It's not the end of the world. So I need to take my own advice. Let me see. Dragon soup. Good space. Thanks. I'm just reading your comments. What are you guys saying on Discord? Let me see. When are we bringing back Wine Mom Mondays? Okay, good point. Maybe. Well, like I can't really do Wine Mom Mondays. I only did it that one time because it was like a day off. So I could get drunk on a Monday. It'll have to be like Wine Mom Fridays, but it doesn't really have like the same ring to it, does it? Normal people. Oh man, I'm so busy. I'll just stream when I can. Rainy. Oh man, I'm so busy. Guess I'll just do more collabs in different time zones. She's gonna run away. Oh yeah, I don't stink. I'm bathing right now, so I do not stink. Don't be mean to me. Collab with Tabit bench presses. Don't summon Tabit here. Don't summon Tabit. Ugh. The one thing that I really miss about Japan is like the bathtub situation at the hotel that I was staying in was so good. Oh my God. Okay, so I stayed in Kyoto and like the hotel was pretty nice for the price that I got it at. It was fairly cheap, but the hotel was super nice and the rooms were very modern and very luxurious and very lovely. And the bathroom
was really nice. Like you had like the nice like it's like a wet room, so it was like a shower. And the bathtub was like a proper like wooden hinoki bathtub. So when you fill it with hot water, it fills the room with that nice like woody scent. Oh my God, it's heaven. I bathed when I was in when I was in that hotel in Kyoto, I bathed like twice a day, every day for like a week. I was so obsessed with that smell. You couldn't get me out of that tub. It's so good. I think if I ever move house, I'll probably get rid of this stupid plastic bathtub and get like, splurge and spend the money on an actual like wooden hinoki bathtub because that shit is too good. Oh, too good. Obsessed. Don't ping Tabit, don't ping Singa, Jesus. Don't summon Singer, I'm scared. Wrinkly hag because too much bath time. Listen, would you rather I be stinky hag or wrinkly hag? Never get a reheated, recirculated bathtub. You will literally go from an hour in the bath to five because the water never goes cold. Yo, that's what I need, honestly, because I feel like bath water goes cold so quick and it makes me sad. Don't sniffle, sniffle. What are you doing? Get away. For those of you who are listening in on the Twitter space, I'm reading the comments in the Discord server right now. So if you want to join the conversation, could join the Discord. I think you can find a link on my YouTube or my Twitch. Just like head over there and grab a link from one of the descriptions or something. She will literally put herself in a bathtub. Yeah, if I get that wooden bathtub, I will move my PC into the bathroom. I've literally watched whole seasons of anime in the bath and not realized 4 hours have passed. Oh, do you know what I really want for Christmas? Okay, so what I want for Christmas is one of those bath trays. Oh my God, Shizu suggested one to me. She was like, I bet you're the kind of person that has a bath tray. And I'm like, oh my God, wait, I actually don't have a bath tray. And I would definitely be the person to have a bath tray. So now I really want a bath tray for Christmas so that I can like, I can have like my phone on it. I can have my tablet, maybe like a little bowl of snacks. I can just sit in the bathtub and watch anime or something. Oh my God, that would be perfect for me. Speaking of Christmas, I've still yet to do any Christmas shopping. I really need to get on that because I'm leaving it so late. I mean, everybody's getting stuff off from Amazon for Christmas, so like I've got Prime, it's not a big deal. Yeah, a bottle of wine. Oh my God. I think I might have to move my PC setup into the bathroom. I'm morphing into a wine mom for real, for real. I'm starting my wine mom evolution. Let's see. Why are you summoning Elon Musk? That's weird. Read this. Oh, actually, that's something I should probably mention if you check my Twitter or my Twitch, you'll see that I'm No longer partnered with Advanced GT or VoiceMod, and that's purely just because the workload was getting a bit too much. So, no longer partnered with them, and that's fine. Nothing bad happened. Don't worry. It's just, normal business stuff. Opportunities come and go. So yeah. The voice mod was kind of like a one-time thing, and then like I was gonna discuss partnership with them like on a more regular basis afterwards. But I decided not to just because I didn't think that I could commit to the workload, especially in the new year. So kind of cutting back on the partnerships unless something like really crazy comes up, then I will consider it. But think I kind of bit off more than I could chew. So that's why that is all. Yeah, voice mod was fun. I still use voice mod on a daily basis. I still really recommend it. I still really enjoy it. I still talk to like the partnership team. So, it's not like, they hate me or I hate them. Nobody got fired. And like I still use VoiceMod all the time because they gave me like a 1 year code. So I get to use VoiceMod for free for a year. Yeah, the ice shaker for Advanced GG is super rare. The ice shaker and the stickers. So any of you who got the ice shaker and the stickers, you've got a collectible item right there, because I think only a handful were ever sold. So, hang on to those. They might be worth something in the future. I doubt it. So, yeah. Right now, I'm just focusing on doing fun streams. Planning my big events and trying not to think, too far ahead about things, trying to live more in the moment when it comes to streaming. I feel like it's so easy to fall into the trap, like especially towards the end of the year, when at the start of the year you made all these New Year's resolutions and then it gets to the end of the year and you're like, shit, I didn't accomplish this one thing that I wanted to do at the start of the year. And yeah, it can kind of put you in a bit of a doom state because you're like, oh my God, there's only like 3 weeks left in the year. I didn't accomplish this thing that I wanted to do. I'm useless. I'm worthless. And it's just sad. So I've decided to just not. Decided to just not. Yeah, I feel a bit more, I feel a bit chipper recently. I mean, like I said, I really enjoy doing things with people. And so when I had the opportunity to do lots of fun stuff with a bunch of fun people, it makes me happy. And I think especially earlier in the year when I was so focused on, myself and numbers, I really closed myself off. And I don't really want to do that anymore. I want to keep doing fun, silly streams with people. And yeah, goals are to strive for, not to panic when you miss. Exactly. So it doesn't matter that I didn't, reach the goal that I wanted to reach. I'm pretty happy doing all this fun stream stuff, so. Partner will come when it's ready. I'm not gonna keep trying to force it. That was kind of like my plan, was to just keep spamming the partnership team until they give it to me, until eventually they're like, oh, this bitch again. Just give it to her so she shuts up. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be working. So I'm just not going to force it anymore. If I feel like I've had a particularly good week, I might pop in an application and just see what happens. I am still keeping an eye on my analytics, especially on Twitch, to make sure I can catch that moment and immediately submit a partnership application as soon as I hit that moment. But I'm not going to kill myself over it. It's fine. In Minecraft, in Minecraft, in Minecraft, in Minecraft. I still feel like, though, that I need to. Get more confidence in asking other people to do things with me, because at the moment I'm getting all these collabs because people are inviting me to stuff. I'm just like agreeing to stuff. People are coming to me being like, hey, you want to do this thing? And I'm like, yeah, bet, sign me up. I'll do anything for you, my queen. I need to, like, work up the courage to ask some of the people that I want to ask to do stuff. Breaking character. 3 years into the job, Rainy learns how to stop being so demanding on herself. Wow. Poor Yoshi, yeah, sorry, Yoshi, sorry. Feels bad, man. Yoshi's gonna wake up and be like, shit, I missed a bad space. No. And it's not archived either. No recording, sorry. Let me just top up the tub with some hot water here. I'm getting cold. Oh, it's so loud. There we go. The hot or the cold. Lately, I've found that I don't know. I think maybe I run out of hot water, or it's just like really cold outside. My pipes are getting really cold. But whenever I like try to top up my bathtub with hot water, it doesn't feel very hot. Sorry, Yoshi, he's not gonna hear it. He can feel it. He can feel my apology. My boiler? Maybe. Maybe my boiler. Yeah, see, I just tried to fill it up with hot water and it starts off lukewarm and then it goes cold, so. The thing is, though, when I first run the bath, it's pretty hot, like hot. And so, like I said, like I burned my ass. I was like awkwardly standing in the tub waiting for my body to adjust to the temperature so I could sit down. I don't want to like sit in a cold tub while I wait for it to then heat up again. Call a plumber right now. Help Mr. Plumber. We're not getting hot enough here. Oh no. I can't pay. Whatever will I do? Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm not sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. Huh? So work today and yesterday was like completely dead, which I'm really happy about because when work is dead, it means that I can just do absolutely nothing. And so today All I did was I watched like true crime documentaries and I doodled a bit on my tablet and it was very nice. Yeah. It's my tradition every year for my birthday is to make like a hand-drawn wallpaper set for you guys, and I also want to do that again in February, so I'm currently like getting inspiration for a new wallpaper. So, yeah. Please look forward to that in February. The wallpaper and voice pack sets that I like to do for like any big celebration like that. So, I have to think of something special to give you guys on my 3-year anniversary. Because it's kind of a big deal. VTubers, especially indie VTubers, usually do not last this long. I feel like the vast majority of indie VTubers kind of drop off after the first year. So 3 years is like ancient in indie VTuber years. I certainly didn't like see myself lasting 3 years. I thought that maybe like I would enjoy it for a year tops. But then I really started getting into it and now I can't see myself doing anything else. And in fact, I want to turn this into something that I can do full time so I can quit my job, like my day job. But trying to force that is like a super bad decision. So I'm just gonna keep having fun until the time comes that I can quit my day job and do content creating full time. It would be nice though. But yeah, 3 years is a big deal. I'm hoping that all of my 3D stuff will be finished in time for my anniversary. You know, we got 3D Noodle Cat coming. We've got my new 3D costume coming. We're currently in discussions to see if we will be allowed to sell those to you guys. So stay tuned for that. So, for those of you who don't know, you can actually buy my 3D model on our merch shop on Booth, and it's like set up for VR chat, so you can use it for like VR chat and whatever you want really. And that was always the plan. And so we're hoping that we can also maybe sell the new 3D costume and maybe also sell Noodle Cat as like a 3D model as well. So that everybody can have fun, you know, making silly 3D things with our stuff. So, and that would be good if we could arrange that for my anniversary. That would be really great. Crewbot available. When Crewbot's already available. Crewbot's available for free. You just have to clone it in VR chat. Cerulean and Julia made a 3D VR chat Crewbot model, and it's really cute and really fun. I've also got it now, and yeah, it's really nice. Jago Tiki went. Jago Tiki exists. Onetan has Jago Tiki. I don't think there's any intention of selling Jago Tiki. I think Jago Tiki is just going to be for Onetan to use. But maybe Noodle Cat and maybe my new 3D costume will be available for sale. Maybe. No promises. We'll do our best. But, you know, there's like legalities and stuff. Have to discuss things, commercial licenses and whatnot. It's very different from using stuff yourself and then, you know, selling it to other people. It's kind of a complicated process, but I will leave it up to Onee-chan because everybody who's making all my 3D stuff is Japanese, so I let her deal with the Japanese side of the business. I don't get involved. Kuba is so cute. People are slapping and making him slow. Yeah. The Kuba Mono is so clever. I love him so much. I'm really grateful to Zoe and Julia for making the Kuba model. Mama Rainy 3D model. I don't think Mama Rainy will ever get a 3D model. I would like to maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll have her over sometime in the new year and she can maybe try some 3D stuff. But thing is, I only have 4 base stations, so only one of us could be in 3D at one time. So I wouldn't be able to like join her in 3D. It would just be her, and I would be like the cameraman in the background, I guess. She's tried VR before. I know she has, because she tried VR when I was at home and I first got my VR headset. My very first VR headset was the Oculus Rift 2, the second one. When your slime VR kit comes in, you can hook her up to the new kit. I don't have a slime VR kit. I really want to try Mockupy, but I don't really have any need to try it at the moment, so I've not like attempted to buy it. And also I would need a second phone. That's also another thing I need to think about in the new year, is getting hold of a second phone. Currently using an iPhone 10. And it's super laggy. It overheats like instantly. It's so slow. The battery is dying. And I'm just like, at this point, I've kept it alive long enough. It's had its screen replaced. It's had its battery replaced twice. Like it's, and I bought it secondhand as well. Like I didn't buy it new. So this thing is on its last legs. And so I think it's about time, you know, I just keep it as like a personal phone, and then I invest in like a brand new VTuber phone. Jesus, let it die. It's had a good run, yeah. I'll just keep it as like a phone that I use for texts and calls and maybe social media, and then I will get like a fancy flashy new iPhone, especially for like VTubing stuff. And then I can have I'll have two phones. I'll have one for the Mockupy full body tracking and then the other one for face tracking. Cause the annoying thing about Mockupy right now is you have to have the Mockupy app open in order for the 3D, the full body tracking to work. And the same goes with face tracking. You have to have the face tracking app open in the foreground in order for the face tracking to work. So when you've got two applications that demand to be in the foreground, open and running, they don't really work together. So I think if I was to get a new phone in the new year, then I would probably think about getting Mockupy. People have been talking about Slime VR. I actually don't know anything about it, so I'm going to have to look into it. But right now, my current VR setup is, I used to use Vive trackers. I now use Tundra trackers. They're just so much smaller and lighter, and they charge quicker, and I feel like they hold charge a little bit better. And plus, you get more in a box for cheaper than buying individual Vive pucks. So I like my little Tundra trackers a lot. And I recommend them to everybody that I, anybody that asks me about 3D stuff, I always recommend the Tundra trackers because they are super small and you can get more bang for your buck, basically. お針でヤッホモフ。Yeah, and for my like when I do like VR games and VR chat and stuff, I have a Valve Index, and I've had that for about 3 years now. Like I said, I started off with the Oculus Rift S when I first got into VR chat in like, during the height of the pandemic when nobody was allowed outside. I feel like a lot of people got into VR chat during that time, and I was definitely one of those people. And I enjoyed it so much, I decided to buy my first VR headset, which is the Oculus Rift S. And then I decided, wow, I really love this. And I started making stuff in 3D for VR chat. And so I managed to save up a bit of money doing that. And I invested in the Valve Index because I wanted the base stations, and I wanted to do full body tracking. So I figured instead of, trying to get the parts separately and kind of like hack a full body setup together with the Oculus Rift, because at the time it was kind of tricky to get it to work together. I just decided, fuck it, I'm gonna get a whole new headset. And that's what I did. I still have my Oculus Rift. It's still in the attic, just in case I ever need to bust it out one of these days. But I've been pretty fortunate with my Index. I had it for about 2 years, and then the wire, there was like a piece on the headset that's supposed to hold the wire, and it completely snapped off. And I was looking online, and people were saying that like that piece snapping off is like a factory fault, and that I could get like a repair. I wasn't confident because I'd had the headset for 2 years. Like it would have definitely been out of warranty, right? Usually, like it's just a year that is in warranty, right? But I contacted them anyway, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we can repair it for you. You just have to send your headset back to us." And I was like, "Oh, okay, sweet." So I was actually without a headset for a few weeks, and I did borrow my friend's Quest instead. So I did do a couple VR chat streams using the Quest. And I did manage to get full body tracking working with that. But when I got my headset back, I realized that they didn't actually repair my headset. They just straight up sent me a new one. So my 2-year-old Valve headset got just like I just got a brand new one for free 2 years in. So I'm very, very fortunate and very happy with that. Got lucky, got lucky. But yeah, VR is super fun. I hope that I can keep doing fun VR stuff. I want to, Joel keeps telling me that I need to, text him. I need to, do more fun VR chat stuff because it's what I enjoy doing, but it takes a lot of energy to do VR chat stuff because you're like on your feet all the time, and you're like seeing things through like this digital heavy clunky thing on your head. It can be very exhausting. And when I first started doing stuff in VR, I could last several hours in VR chat, like running around doing random stuff. But these days, my stamina for VR has kind of gone to shit, and I can really only stream VR for like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. Any more than that, and I just get tired and sick, and then I'm pretty much knocked out for the rest of the day. After VR streams, I usually go take a nap or go get some food because I'm just so exhausted after it. I'm just too old. I'm too old. I do enjoy doing 3D and VR stuff though. Really enjoy it. And one of the really fun things about having like 3D knowledge is I've really been enjoying using Waterdoll, the 3D program that a lot of YouTubers have been talking about. I managed to set it up in a way that I could be completely wireless with Waterdoll. And I think I love that more than doing stuff in VR chat, just because I love the idea of being completely wireless. But yeah, you don't get being able to explore different worlds like you do in VR chat. You have to kind of, hope the worlds exist or make them yourself in Waterdoll, because they're basically just stages, they're like scenes. So yeah. Anyway, I'm rambling way too much. It's like half midnight. I need to wash my hair. I need to get ready for Lethal Company collab in about an hour and a half. Need to do my laundry as well. Make sure my knickers are all dry for tomorrow. So before I go off on another VR tangent, I think I will leave you guys here. But thanks for listening to me talk about bullshit for a while. It's nice. What are you guys saying in Discord? Say it for us. The age of 30 is in demand. 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 Please don't leave us in the Okay. I'm gonna go now. Thank you guys so much for coming, and I will catch you guys. Well, if you guys are awake for the collab tonight, I will definitely, tweet about it and also post about it in Discord. If not, no worries. Catch up on the pod when you can. I'm not gonna be streaming my perspective because it's super late, but I will leave it up to everyone else participating to stream. And yeah, and then I will see you guys again on Sunday. And I'll see you guys next time. Otu, otu. Bye bye. Bye 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 bye. Poi.